It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
On this installment of Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, we focus in on some of the hard work behind the scenes that the team, the coaches, the university, and even the fans did to ensure that Bemidji State Hockey would progress. Bucky's Legends continues next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Leading up to that Frozen Four run in 2009-2010, there was a major black cloud hanging over BSU hockey. College Hockey America was disbanding. Bemidji State wanted into the WCHA. The WCHA required that the John Glass Fieldhouse was no longer the home for Beaver hockey. There were several trips down to the legislature trying to get bonding money to build a new rink in town. Bemidji State administrators trying to court the WCHA into admitting them. And then on election day, Bemidji voters had to step up to the table too, agreeing to a sales tax that would help fund Bemidji Regional Event Center. Head coach Tom Ceratori.
It was tough for our players, and people don't know. Like, our players are reading a lot of stuff in the newspaper. They're reading a lot of stuff online. And they went through a lot, those players. And those players, those kids should be commended. Because there was a lot of outside obstacles in their way, and some things we didn't talk about, some things we did. I mean, sometimes, again, here's the elephant in the room, and we talked about it. And it was a tough couple of years for those guys, and I'm sure a lot of them were saying to themselves, like, gosh, did I make the right move even coming here? Because is this program gonna stay together? But again, they're resilient. They stayed the course, just like you would tell, you tell your own kids, stick with it. You know, things are going to get better. And we did that. Trust us. And, hard work, stay the course. Everything's going to be just fine right here. It all has a way of playing out properly. And that's what we told our guys, but they did a lot of work, those guys too. I mean, they did a lot of work behind the scenes, not only playing the game of hockey, but they were great ambassadors for Bemidji State, and they were great proponents for the event center and a lot of the things that, we had to do, to get this thing passed.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.